O ye people who consider yourselves members of my community, you will be counted as such in heaven when you truly tread upon the ways of righteousness. So offer the 5 daily prayers in such fear and with such complete attention as though you are actually beholding God Almighty. Sincerely observe your fasts for the sake of God. Let everyone who is liable to pay the zakat do so, and anyone upon whom the Hajj has become obligatory and who face no hindrance ought to perform the pilgrimage. Do good in a handsome manner and discard vice with disgust. Bear well in mind that no action of yours, which is empty of righteousness, can reach God. Righteousness is the root of all goodness. No action that is rooted in righteousness will go in vain. It is inevitable that you should also be tried with various forms of anguish and misfortune, just as the faithful before you were tried. Be on your guard, lest you should falter. So long as you have a firm relationship with heaven, the earth can do you no harm. Whenever harm befalls you, it will be from your own hands and not from the hands of your enemy. Even if you lose all honor on earth, God will bestow eternal honor upon you in heaven. So do not forsake him. You will certainly suffer pain and many of your desires will not be fulfilled. But do not lose heart in such situations, for your God tries you to see whether you are steadfast in his path or not. If you desire that even the angels should praise you in heaven, then endure beating and remain joyful. Hear abuse and be grateful. Suffer setbacks, but do not sever your relationship with God. You are the last community of God, so practice virtue at its best. Any one of you who becomes slothful will be cast out of the community like a foul thing and will die in regret and will be able to do no harm to God. I gladly inform you that your God truly exists, though all are his creation, but he chooses the one who chooses him. He comes to the one who goes to him. He bestows honor upon him who honors him. Approach God with sincere hearts and pure tongues, eyes and ears, for he will then accept you.